Lasseter College presents Garner Ted Armstrong. Today, Garner Ted Armstrong warns of the frightening growth in world population and examines what can be done to alleviate this greatest of all problems. He also offers you a free booklet called Famine, Can We Survive?
The most serious problem on the face of the earth is people. People create problems for people, for themselves, internal strife, self-centered problems, and they also create problems for each other. And sometimes those problems come just because people exist, just because there are too many people. People crowd cities, pollute the land, the air, and the waterways. They, we, all of us, want manufactured goods, but in order to produce them, the manufacturers pollute everything in sight, from the world's beautiful lakes and rivers to the very air we breathe and the land we walk on and depend upon. We say more. There are more of us, and we want more. There are 70 million new mouths to feed every year, and this population explosion is posing a crisis and a threat greater than any man has ever known in his entire history. Just people and more people. And people have to eat. I suppose most normal people are only 3 days away from cannibalism, or 4 days, or five. Even people wearing tuxedos and driving limousines are only days away from a savage state when you start taking away the food that they depend upon. One expert on the subject, Dr. Raymond Ewell, has warned, and I quote, "The food population problem seems likely to reach such enormous proportions, even by 1975, that it will dwarf and overshadow all the problems and anxieties that now occupy our attention, such as the threat of nuclear war, communism, and the space race. Current political military problems will fade into insignificance as the enormity of the world food problem impresses itself on the Western world," end quote. Dr. Ewell is convinced that there will be widespread starvation in many parts of the world in the next 15 years, in spite of all the technical know-how that is available, and despite all that science claims might be possible. Despite the many schemes that have been devised to take care of the problem, it's still with us. And you ought to read a book that I've got for you that talks about food technology, the idea of various unacceptable and unpalatable combinations of corn, cottonseed meal, and tortilla yeast, which was ready for marketing in 1957. But now, 15 years later, this kind of an artificial food that they thought would help stave off impending famine proved to be a tasteless, bland kind of a goo that people simply would not eat. They just won't put into their mouths and